In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Today, the first Sunday of Lent is known as Sunday of Orthodoxy, or by another name, Triumph of Orthodoxy. And it goes back to, the 8th and 9th centuries, where there was a controversy in the church that lasted, give or take, about 120 years. And the controversy was over icons, whether icons were appropriate in worship, whether icons were appropriate for veneration. There were those on the Orthodox side that said, yes, they have their place in worship. We're not worshiping the icon, but we are using them to enhance our worship of God and our veneration of the saints. And there were others that said, no, it amounts to idolatry. And so in the year 843, it happened to be the first Sunday of Lent, and that's why it's on this Sunday. In the year 843, there had been a council and a declaration restoring icons to their proper place in the life of the church. And so this Sunday is part of one of its major themes is the restoration of icons. Now, last year, I spoke on a few of the theological controversies, so I'm not going to go over that again. They're kind of interesting, though, so if you'd like to listen online, last year's sermon is available if you want to hear about what the specific controversies were. But this year, I'd like to talk about our personal application. What does it mean to us, some, 1,200 years later, that icons have been restored, and why is it on this first Sunday of Lent? And how does one restore an icon? Now, you have to understand, there were people that were destroying them. They were damaging them. People would take them to save them that were on the side of icons. They would hide them. Icons got buried. They were damaged. What do you do when an icon is damaged, when an icon is buried, when an icon is hidden, and you want them back? Well, if they're hidden, you bring them out, right? If they're buried, you unearth them. You clean them off. If they've been damaged, you try to go back and find possible the original artist to fix it up, to touch up the areas that have been ruined, to bring back its glory, to bring back its luster. I remember when we had our 100th anniversary back in 2002, we hired someone to clean these icons, to restore them. They had gotten sooty over the years, over a century, and they needed to be restored. They needed to be brightened, and so we hired someone, a professional, to take care of all those things. Now, this Sunday, as I said, its placement in the first Sunday of Lent was really a historical accident. It just happened to be that this council met that time of year, and the proclamation was made on the first Sunday of Lent. And yet, I think there's a divine providence there. I think there's something profound that the restoration of icons happens to be on this first Sunday of Lent. Maybe it was historically an accident by human standards, but I think God's hand was in it in divine standards. Because, brothers and sisters, you and I, we are created in the image and likeness of God. And after all, what does the word icon mean? It means image. It means image. We are created in the icon of God. We are created in the image of God, and therefore we are icons of God. But with sin, with our own sins, with pain because of the sins of others, with the brokenness of this fallen world, the image of God, what happens to it? It gets damaged. It gets hidden. It gets buried. It gets almost all but destroyed. It's sometimes unrecognizable. In our worst moments, nobody would know that there was the image of God in us at all. Even in our best moments, there's usually something at least sooty about it, about the way our image of God looks. And sometimes, even at our worst moments, people argue or even wonder, is that image even in there? Is that image even in there? Well, Jesus Christ came into the world for the purpose of, one, answering that question and saying, yes, that image is in there. That image is in there. We sang in the Kentuckian today, He restored the fallen image to its former state. Jesus came to restore the fallen image to its former state. That's the purpose of his coming. The image of God in us is indelible. It gets dirty, for sure. It gets damaged, for sure. But it's indelible. It's in there. And Christ's coming proves that it's in there. He came into the world to restore the fallen image that he knew was still in us. That was his purpose. That was his work. And so this, where I said this divine hand being that this Sunday is the first Sunday of Lent, Lent is our participation in his work. Lent is our participation in restoring the image. Lent is the way and the time of the year that we really take the effort to unhide the image of God that's been hidden in us. It's the time we go back to the original artist and we say, paint that, fix that. It needs fixing because only the original artist can restore that. It's the time in which while we are buried, we can be raised up, but only if we allow God's hand in it. And so Lent, through fasting, through repentance, through confession, through saying I'm sorry to others, through increased prayer, through increased worship, through doing good deeds to the less fortunate, to identifying with the poor in the world, all these things are the ways in which the icon of Christ in us gets restored. And we celebrate on this day the restoration of icons. And in a sense, those icons, they're us. They're an icon of us. And so on this first Sunday of Lent, we celebrate not only the restoration of painted icons, but through the work of Jesus Christ, through his purpose, through his coming, and then through our participation in that work, we also celebrate the restoration of the icon of Christ in you. Amen.